Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 17, Baruch Hashem, the 26th day of Tammuz, Tavshin Yitches, Brooklyn, Abbasik V'chosid, Bareni Yitzchok David, Gertner in Jerusalem, David Gertner in Yerushalayim. And the Rebbe has had some letters to him before. The Rebbe says, Shalom Uvracha, peace and blessing. During an auspicious time, the Rebbe writes, I will mention you. The Rebbe says, as responding to your letter of the 11th of Tammuz, which is the eve of the Day of Redemption, the redemption of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, the Prince of Israel. During a auspicious time, I'll mention all those you write about them on the holy tzion of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with the titles here, as fitting to the contents of your letter. To respond to your question, number one, when do you put up the tombstone, the matzeva, on the grave? And he says that in outside of Israel, there are those that have a custom to wait 12 months. And in the Holy Land, Tibon of Sikoine, the custom is to put up the matzeva after 30 days. And he asked the Rebbe, in my opinion, the Rebbe says, you should not wait a year. Especially in the Holy Land, where he's asking the Rebbe from, he's writing from Eretz Yisrael, that the minig is as above. And the Rebbe says, even in the diaspora in Chutz Laretz, there are many people that are complaining about this custom to wait a year, as articulated in many places, Minchas Elozer, Cheli Gimel Simen Lamed Zayin, Kol Boyan Aves, Rav Grinwald Va'ed. The Rebbe says, don't wait. Actually, in the Chabad custom is, now that we do it at Shiva, as soon as Shiva is over, you put up the matzeva. Number two, he asked the Rebbe how to spell the name Mendel. Of course, you know the Rebbe's name is Menachem Mendel. So the Rebbe says, it is known that the name Menachem Mendel has the same numerical value as the gematria of Tzemach Tzedek. So to spell it Mendel, Mem Ayin Nun Dalet Lamed, together with Menachem, it equals Tzemach Tzedek. And the Rebbe says, so it was my custom, always, forever, by writing Mendel, fitting to the gematria of above, that it gets that gematria. So Rebbe says it's obvious every person has the ability to make his name as he wishes. And that hinges the way he signs his name. And in many situations, also when you ask to get an aliyah for the Torah, and also in your case, the Rebbe says you should see the signature and to do fitting to it. Now, some people can write Mendel maybe with a Vav, Dalet Vav Lamed, or Mendil with a Yud. But if you added those letters, that would not fitting with that. But what I'm a little bit... Three, he writes to the Rebbe, how much Kadeshim? How many Kadeshim to say? The Rebbe says it's proper that the number should be 16 Kadeshim within a 24-hour period, in a Mesless. And the Rebbe says you can tie this, so which means between all the davenings should be 16 Kadeshim. And the Rebbe says we can tie this to that which is explained in the Holy Zohar, Chelik Aleph Samach Beis Beis, that the impact of the Kaddish is for an hour and a half. Each Kaddish impacts an hour and a half. So according to this, 16 Kadeshim come out to the 24 hours of Mesless. Okay? 16 times 1.5 is 24. a Kaddish for every 1.5 hours. So for 24 hours, you have 16 Kaddishim. And your question, how is this possible on Shabbos and other days when we don't have so much of the davening? So the Rebbe says, I'm surprised. Apparently you don't know that our custom is to learn Mishnayis after each one of the davening. And that means 3 times a day. So you have another 3 Kaddishim. So you're going to have this 16 Kaddishim. Number 4, he asked the Rebbe, the tradition that a mourner leads the services, goes before the Amud, Yerid of Nateva, on Friday night for Mizmer Ledovid. And that's the before Mairiv, the actually Kabbalah Shabbos. The Rebbe said, that's not the custom by us. And the Rebbe says, generally speaking, when you want to know the traditions of the Yahrzeit and Kaddishim, look into those booklets which the Rebbe referenced below. Number 5, learning Mishnayis. When you learn Mishnayis, whose name do you say? When you learn the Mishnayis, you use the name, the first letter of the name of the person. And that's why it would also be a difference if it's Mendil, a different spelling. But the Rebbe says, what I heard is you learn just the names of the person that passed, but not the name of the parents. Because some people maybe have asked the Rebbe maybe to put in the name of the parents as well. The Rebbe says, no. Number 6, he asked the Rebbe, what happens if the name has 2 of the same letters? Does one chapter count for all duplicate letters, or you need the number of chapters as the number of letters? In other words, can you repeat the same chapter, or you need, if the name has, let's say, 2 same letters, do you maybe have an equal amount of chapters? So the Rebbe says, even though I haven't found this very clearly, but based, the Rebbe says, and that is explained, and the Rebbe brings this source in Likutei Torah, that a name is the pipeline that ties the neshama with the body. Mm-hmm. So from this it's understood that every letter of the name is part of that pipeline. Similar, Rebbe says, what's explained in Shar HaYichud V'Amunah to the Alter Rebbe in the beginning of chapter 12, that each shape and each letter, so based according to this, you should learn for each name a chapter by itself. But the Rebbe says, in my opinion, you don't have to be careful to have another chapter to change, and you can review that same chapter many times. So you need to have the number of chapters, but actually the chapter doesn't have to be a new one. You can use the chapter of before. Number 7. He asked the Rebbe a question, what is better, to learn the letters of the name or to learn according to the order of the Mishnah? What to do? So the Rebbe says, these 2 things are 2 separate. The letters of the name, that is, like we said before, that's connected to tying the soul to the body. The name connects the soul to the body. Based upon what's explained elsewhere, to bring the neshama from its source. But when you learn according to the order of Mishnayis, that's a mitzvah that you fulfill it fully by completing the whole Masechta or the whole order, etc. So the Rebbe is basically saying you can't do one or the other because these are 2 separate. I guess the Rebbe's answer, do them both. I mean, do the name and learn the order of Mishnayos. The Rebbe says, he wants to point out from Shara Yichud Ve'amuna, over there it talks about a supreme power and general energy, etc., which is all-encompassing, basically the whole thing. And especially the Rebbe says that the order of Torah Shebaal Peh is Torah. I guess he wanted to know more specifically if he's going to learn one chapter for the name, right? And then he's learning in order. Does he have to read it in order again? Or maybe because he learned it here, there, does he have to follow the sequence of the Mishnayos, the way they're set up over there, one after the other? Or if he learns a chapter here, a chapter there, he's already learned the chapter. And then when he does it in the order, he doesn't have to do that. The Rebbe is saying, no, you should continue in the regular order. And the Rebbe points out also from the Shachar V'Amunah about a superpower and a general energy. And the order of the oral Torah is Torah. So the way it's set up, that itself is a lesson. So go by that order, as explained, as understood from the words of our sages of Mesl memory in many places, that it says over there that this Tana comes from that tractate. So basically, it's something which people is important to go in the order of the tractates. Number 8, he writes to the Rebbe about reading in the Torah, and should he read the Torah? It's a tradition to read the Torah, and when you're in mourning, and also about getting maftir. So the Rebbe said, these two instructions I heard from my father-in-law, the Rebbe, about this, when I was in mourning after my father, with the titles, but for a reason, a personal reason, I only read in the Torah a Mincha Shabbos and Monday and Thursday. So the Rebbe is basically implying should be reading in the Torah even on Shabbos, the regular, the full reading. But the Rebbe said what he did was only read on Monday and Thursday and not on Shabbos. Number 9, he wrote the Rebbe about an order of study. So the Rebbe said, in my view, two studies are connected, especially in this case, in your case. And that is learning Mishnayos, the letters of Neshama. Mishnayos, the letters of learning Mishnayos, because Mishnah has the same letter of Neshama. So learning Mishnayos is very important. And also learning the inner part of Torah, which is the tree of life. When you learn this study, that removes the Ruach Hatuma, the spirit of impurity from the land. The verse says, Umocha Hashem Dima Ma'al Koponim, Chulu, when Hashem will erase all tears from all faces, as articulated in the words of Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the faithful shepherd, as it is in Zohar Chelev Gimel Kuf Nun Beis Beis. There is a section in the Zohar, which is called Raya Mehemna, which is words of Moshe Rabbeinu. And over there it says that when you're learning Torah, that's a tree of life, and that removes the spirit of impurity, which erases the dust. The Rebbe says, inner part of Torah is a tree of life, as explained in the Holy Zohar. And as the Pasuk says, that after the tree, after the sin of the Eitz Hadas, then it was already death. So the Rebbe, the Pasuk says over there in the verse that he will send his hand and he's going to take Eitz HaChayim, he'll live forever. So that means that if you eat from the tree of life, even after they already had death in the world because of eating from the Eitz Hadas, so when you eat from the tree of life, you wipe away death. But the Torah, the advantage of the Torah of life is that we're doing it in the proper way to the wishes of the above, which means we're learning Chassidus, we're doing the tree of life, not to take the tree of life, which Hashem told them not to eat. Then you can turn around also the Eitz Hadas to the Eitz Chaim, the tree of knowledge, which they weren't supposed to eat, and turn that to the Eitz HaChayim, Iskafya Chashoichel L'Nahoiru Merir L'Miska, to turn darkness to light and bitterness to sweetness. So basically, learning Chassidus, as the Pasuk says, after we do have death, to correct it, we should learn Chassidus, which is Lana D'Chaya, and as articulated in the words of the Rai Mehemna, Moshe Rabbeinu. Number 10, even though you don't mention about it, for certainly you give tzedakah before the morning prayers and also before the mincha prayer, self-understood during the weekdays. And that's also a special connection to the above, based on the verse that says, tzedakah tatzil memavis, charity saves from life, which means, innerly, what's the inner meaning? That even after the pass, seeing it's a savior. Tzedakah tatzil memavis, it saves you after passing, after the death. And also, as understood from the Jewish custom, which is also a Torah, that when you do yisker, and you mention the sov, you also mention the gift for tzedakah. And the Rebbe says it's known, the saying of our sages of blessed memory. So the Rebbe brings down that the Drashas Razal in Mordechai, based on the Sifri, Sif Parshas Shoftim, so that over there, the Pasuk says, Kaper L'amcho Yisroel Asher Padiso. So the Sifri says, Kaper la'amcho, that's the chayim, living. Asher padisa, those who passed on. That teaches us that the mesim, those who passed on, also need kapora, kaper. So the Mordechai brings us down as a source to give tzedakah, to mention the Neshamas, when they passed away, as brought down in the Shulchan Aruch HaRechaim. The Rebbe blesses him for good news and all the above. And for sure, the Rebbe says it's extra to encourage you about the clear ruling of our Holy Torah that that's the halacha. Halacha is accepted that one who lenient in the love of Allah, which means in mourning, you don't have to take the most stringent opinion. You take the opinion, the one who is the lenient opinion. The Rebbe also brings down in Eir HaChaim in Seif Hilchas Lulav. It's also interesting that for Ma'ariv, in the Rebbe's letter, the previous Rebbe's letter to the Rebbe, for Ma'ariv, he only counts four Kadeshim, but in reality there is five, because you say one before Baruch Hu, and then you say one before the Amida, and one after the Amida, and then you say after Elena and Mishnai, so it's five. That would bring the total to 18. The reason why the Rebbe before says only 16, because over there they would not say
Kaddish after Tehillim, so they were short by, instead of 9 for Shachris, they only had 8. But still, it would seem that we still would have 17 if we counted the Kaddish after, before the Amida on Ma'ariv. But nevertheless, the number 16 is mentioned there, and it works out with the hour and a half per one Kaddish for every hour and a half, like the Zohar says.